Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
Boomer! Boomer!
Boomer?
Boomer! Boomer!
Cultural change is hard.
Well, if you're wondering why you're hearing Greg on the Boomer Loop, we seem to have lost our fearless leader.
We've lost Tom Brady.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and tomorrow.
Be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Listen, my sincere apologies on being late.
My apologize.
I did not set my alarm. I did not have my phone on ring. I had it on silent.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a complete disaster.
Perfect storm, if you will.
I accidentally ingested some of the flood water.
I have literally no excuse.
I have no excuse.
Hey, Brendan, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Greg.
What's happening?
Thank you, Brendan.
Oh, Brendan.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
Oh, yes. My God, you surprised me with a Liberator sex chair.
It made me uncomfortable.
What are you trying to tell me?
I don't want to see it.
I mean, bendy enough?
Keep hanging on like that. It's a nice view.
Wait till you see the one where Mrs. Ordway snuffs the life out of Glenn with a My Pillow.
Load him up. Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
You get to ride with a group of like-minded individuals. For you, it would be a bunch of washed-up comedians that are all...
Wow, okay.
Well, what do I know? I'm probably just a flamed-out filmmaker, right, G?
Jeez. I mean, Ken, now I know
how you
feel.
Department of Overcompensation showing up an hour late. Let's come at Nick for being a washed-up comedian.
I made one comment.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Tell them what happened, Ken.
Number two in the tub for
his daughter. Not Ken.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I've done it before, too, but...
Hey!
There it is!
Oh.
Same.
Dump that.
It was a soft dump.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
What happens on the water is international waters. That's
correct. Hey, aren't we not supposed to talk about our private life on the radio?
Wow.
Yeah.
How long do you think he's been holding that when Curtis says something?
Okay. Thank you.
Where the f*** are they all?
Two dudes back to back. I like it.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
Greetings and welcome to your show. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Did you get a haircut to be more aerodynamic for the Jingle All the Way 5K on Saturday?
No, but I will say I much prefer arriving here at about 7 as opposed to about 5.
Oh, okay.
I will say that.
Right?
Yesterday's arrival time, much preferred than this morning's arrival time.
And you basically treated us like the first wave at Omaha Beach, just sent us right into the Nazi machine gun fire.
Swooped in at 7. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, yesterday, yeah.
And then, you can come in 3 hours of fresh radio. I think it's
Nick,
a good
don't
plan.
Look back. Don't look back, buddy. Look forward.
Is that the post 30 years in morning radio strategy?
What?
That you get to skate in at 7 instead of 6 when your show starts?
It would be great to start the show at 7.
I think there's other individuals that might be getting away with that.
I'm not in charge. I am not. I don't make those decisions.
Downstairs, contract.
I'm stuck with this one for 5 years. I had no choice in the matter, Ken. No choice.
5 years, Jesus.
But what? Is that short or long? What are you saying there?
Eternity.
Ken and I are on a 10-day contract.
I know.
I'm still waiting to get paid.
All right. We got a lot going on this morning. I believe I gave you the number, whether you prefer to call or to text.
I will give you a heads up weather-wise that there is no precipitation on the way today. We are going to get more snow tomorrow, though. It looks like tomorrow afternoon we're going to get some more snow. Tomorrow afternoon or evening. So.
Just in time for the jingle all the way.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's kind of nice. I mean, to be running on Saturday in a winter wonderland in Bolton, Massachusetts, I think it's going to be kind of nice. So I'm personally looking forward to it. I won't be running. I'll be half running and half walking, I think is the way I'm going to do it. So, let's get right to this.
This is The Lead.
Wait, what is this? What? Is this like Mannheim Steamroller or something?
The Trans-Siberia Orchestra.
Trans-Siberia Orchestra.
Mannheim Steamroller.
Close, actually.
It is Christmas time.
Right. You hear this now, right? A lot of commercials.
Do you and Curtis have like a coordinated light display going on
in your
producer booth that plays along with this? Yeah.
You have a nativity scene in here. It's great. Baby Mutt.
I was going to go for Baby Stiz, but Baby Mutt's even more jarring.
What does Glenn play in the nativity scene?
Belichick.
Well, I tell you, Hillman, I know you're tired of talking about Brady's future, so I'm not going to do it today, okay? I'm going to give you a reprieve from that. We're moving on to this.
Are they going to be better off with Jared Stidham, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton,
Marcus Mariota?
On all the talk shows on television last night, we've now moved on. Brady is gone. We are looking ahead to 2020 and the replacements. The framework is in place. Jared Stidham, a bridge quarterback, and probably another quarterback in the draft, maybe Tua. So take your pick, Hillman. Rivers, Dalton, Mariota, Foles, Tannehill, Bridgewater, Dak Prescott, one of the New York quarterbacks, maybe even Drew Brees. Let's break it down for 4 hours today, moving on to 2020.
I would prefer to just play out the rest of this season first. That's what I would prefer to do.
How is there no Kaepernick in there?
Yes. What about Colin Kaepernick? Let's bring that topic back on the table. All right. Who do you prefer, Ken?
I like Phil Rivers. He's got 9 kids. Yeah. Belichick has about 9 himself. So combine that together, you will have the franchise set for the next 30 years.
Well, yesterday afternoon, it hit me, and it finally crystallized in my head why Tom Brady is not helping out N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers. Tom Brady feels, rightfully, that they were drafted not for him, but for Stidham or Brady's replacement. No matter what Brady did this year, they were not going to be able to help him win his 7th Super Bowl. They were not going to get on the same page. He thought they were a lost cause. Huh. So why would he invest his blood, sweat, and tears in 2 players that Belichick drafted, not for him, but for his replacement? All they're going to do, if Brady gives them the time that they need, is help out and make Belichick look better next year by giving that quarterback a better receiver to throw to.
Wow. You really believe he's a petty individual, that Tom Brady?
I just think deep down, everybody is human. Tom Brady is the greatest athlete I've ever seen, but he is pissed. Tom Curran yesterday said what we've all been hearing, what everybody's been thinking, and he is the most plugged-in man in the city with Tom Brady and his family. He said it would take, quote, a radical course change for Tom Brady to return to the Patriots next season.
So we are indeed watching, in your opinion and that of Tom E. Curran, the final days of Tom Brady's reign here in New England.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, Greg, these may be the final days of Tom Brady, but that does not shake the fact that he is the GOAT, but also he is a really, really weird dude.
What did Giselle think about the place?
She's a great client of ours. You know, she's in here a lot. She's the one that pushes the limits, and she works out really hard. You know, but she needs this treatments as well, too. She needs a lot of the pliability training because she does. She wants to be so active.
Tom Brady last night on the E! Network on In the Room described his wife as a client.
Oh, yeah.
A client.
She's a client.
Who refers to their wife as a client no matter what sort of weird, fake, avocado, quinoa, Xenu science they run that involves mass hydration and no worries of sunburn and pliability? Who refers to their wife as a client? Only the weirdest of the weird. Guess what? That said, for 20 years, it's worked here. Tom Brady is weird.
Don't stop believing in him. He ignores the noise. You need to continue to do the same because he needs you Sunday. So there's my lead. Tom Brady's weird, but don't let the weird get in the way of rooting your balls off for him on Sunday.
I'd like to hear more about Giselle's pliability.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think that would be pliable a topic. I would like to hear how pliable she really is.
If you're traveling this holiday season for personal business or for business, when you get to check in for your flight, just know that the plane is not what's going to make you sick. It's the check-in kiosk.
Really?
Auburn University did a study, and they swabbed, that's another word, swab, a bunch of airplane kiosks, and they found that they had almost 1,500 times as much bacteria on the surface than your toilet seat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yep. Well, think about it. People are, like, touching their cars. They're picking their noses on the way in, scratching their asses. And then they go up and they're like, oh, seat 2B print. I got to check a bag.
So the that's the most dangerous thing that you can interact with at the airport.
Pretty much.
Other than the other travelers.
Yeah. It had more bacteria than the armrests and the headrests on the plane.
All right. Well, another thing to be paranoid about.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, somebody is standing up to the always butthurt, constantly offended PC brigade in this country and saying enough is enough. And yesterday, Peloton, the indoor cycling company, said they stand by the creative concept in the much maligned television commercial featuring Grace from Boston, even though they lost $942 million in market value in one day.
One day.
Due to the backlash over a television
commercial. Good. I'm glad they've stood up.
Good for Peloton.
Yes. They're sticking by their strategy.
Yes. Tell these complainers and these whiners to honk off and go away.
Seriously.
Normally these companies turtle and they give in.
Yeah.
But in this case, Peloton is standing up and saying, you know what? We like the commercial.
Yeah.
We stand by it. And if you don't want to invest in our company, you don't want to buy stock in our company, don't buy stock in our company.
What time is your meeting with Peloton for a new sponsor in the show?
We should get them on board.
Their statement should have read, "We are not deranged like you. The ad is fine."
Mm-hmm.
We don't see any problem with a television commercial.
We are not governed by Twitter.
All right. If you want to call, you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. I believe a Kansas City Chiefs honk and Tom Brady hater Nick Wright from FS1 is going to join us. When, Curtis?
9:35, right when he wraps up his morning show, he'll be calling in.
As soon as he finishes some sort of outrageous take about how Tom Brady ought to retire this morning, he's going to join us right
now. Tom
afterwards,
Brady,
right?
The brains behind the Peloton ad.
All right. Well, that is coming up. And coming up next, why did our most recent snowmageddon cause an epidemic of a certain kind of injury among massholes?
It's insane.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up next.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show this Monday morning after the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Is your family ready for the cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call a doctor. The flu brings a fever. Be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 80 clinical studies. So Tom Brady on the E! Network. By the way, Fitzy turning. This is another sign the fan base turning on Brady. Calling him weird just because his wife is involved in his own personal naturopath. Jesus. This is the sign. This is the start of it. It's unbelievable.
Ken, did I swing by and take a dump in your tub? No.
Oh, I heard you had an incident last night. We'll get to that later, perhaps.
We may or may not have had a thing.
Tom Brady in the room with host Jason Kennedy. Here's Brady Hillman saying he doesn't like your interviews. Not yours, but he doesn't like any interviews.
Let's see. Six-time Super Bowl champ, a record 20-year career, sold-out stadiums, thousands of screaming fans. Nothing fazes Tom Brady except reporters asking questions.
Do you like doing interviews? Honest.
Not really. I'd rather run out in front of 80,000 people and throw a football, I think.
Why don't you like interviews?
I become much more guarded with the media. Just because I feel like everyone's looking at, I got you, man. You said that.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't like the gotcha stuff?
Which you've been, boy, you've been drilling him the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially with that house sale. Week 14 will launch tonight. 6-6 Dallas at 6-6 Chicago. I think that has playoff implications, Fitzy, although distant ones in the
NFC. Bit of a loser leaves town match for the Bears, whereas the Cowboys need to assert themselves as the quote-unquote lumber of the NFC East.
We'll have that on Sports Radio WEI at 8 after Monday night. He's at the Encore Burger On Deck Burger Bar with Wiggy tonight. Pats Chiefs 425 Sunday. Brady listed as a full participant, but he's got a toe issue that popped up along with his right elbow. And note Ted Karras, several players limited, including Bubs Edelman. According to Ian Rappaport, they put in a claim the Pats did for a kicker, Chase McLaughlin. He was released by the Niners, but they were lower on the waiver wire list than the Colts, so they missed out on him. Still no kicker. So the Fitzy plan is in place.
Greg, this means if Chase McLaughlin goes from the Niners to the Colts, then Vinatieri could get his release and come home. And that's what needs to happen. That will finally get this team on the track. Adam, come home.
Have you seen...
How bad he's
seen him kicked at all this season.
I'd rather have Danielle out there, but at the same time, yeah. she doesn't bring the feels of Super Bowls past.
Right. I think Carly Lloyd could outkick Adam Vinatieri at this
Where
point.
Where is Carly?
Celtics beat the Heat 112-93. Another Hillman courtside appearance. Nicely done with a new haircut last night. Good job by you. Jaylen Brown had a season high 31 points, and the Bruins will host the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Apparently, I got to start off by answering a wardrobe question this morning from a texter, which is whether or not I will be wearing my Lululemons for men on Saturday for the Jingle All the Way 5K.
They're just Lululemons.
Correct.
They're just Lululemons.
They're Lululemons.
And you don't have to say Lululemon for men.
They're Lululemons for men.
But we get it. If you're wearing them, I'm going to assume it's the for men part. It's just Lulu. It's one umbrella. Lululemon, there's no separate section within the store that says for men by men.
There's people who look at me like they look at Grace from Boston in the Peloton ad, and they say, why is that poor man wearing Lululemons when he's running? And who made him wear the Lululemons?
It's compression gear.
To answer your question, yes, I will be wearing my Lululemons for men on Saturday at our annual Jingle All the Way 5K, which benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. I hope you're going to join me. I know, Danielle, you're running, correct?
I'm there.
Curtis?
Oh, I'm jacked and pumped. Okay. Taking steroids.
All right. Nick, will you be running on Saturday?
In my Lululemons as well.
Okay, all right, excellent.
Lululemons, actually.
Yeah, my Lululemons.
We actually, if you want to protest or something, we actually celebrate Christmas at this event. So if you're somebody who is a part of the PC Brigade and you'd like to come out and lodge some kind of a formal protest, you can do that. We'll have Santa Claus there. That'll send a lot of people into an uproar, get everybody triggered.
Booked Grace from Boston will be running as well.
Yay.
She'll be riding.
Peloton, give it up for our first time riding.
Hi, Nick from Newton here with a very green question about the Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
If I make a donation, can I get a Peloton-friendly version of the Jingle All the Way 5K for home riding Saturday?
Are you participating in the 0K? Just donating, not running?
I saw a big story on the news last night about an aquarium. I think it's like the Atlanta Aquarium or something, where they have the greenest Christmas tree. Not the greenest in color, but it's the lights are powered by an electric eel. That's
a great aquarium, but holy crap. Are we really now using eels to power trees?
Yes.
God. So, I mean, LED lights use no electricity.
I'm just...
What are we doing?
Somebody had a brilliant idea, and they said, "Let's use the electric eel to light the Christmas tree, so we don't have to kill the planet."
That's smart.
You know the most obscure 2019 thing is off that is Chris Pratt having to apologize for having used a plastic water bottle. You see this?
Yes, I did see that. He was shamed relentlessly.
Yeah.
Because he was using a plastic water bottle.
Single-use plastic water bottle. You have to clarify it.
And he had to issue an apology. I mean, you had two celebrity apologies yesterday. One was from Chris Pratt, and the other was from Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
For not really smashing the actress that he was clearly smashing, or what have you. all right. Anyway, I hope you'll join most of us on Saturday. Not Wiggy. I've tried to shame Wiggy 15 times into running or walking on Saturday, and he's not going to do it. And neither is Ken, which is really disappointing to me.
Wiggy's in, I'm in.
I don't know what. Why can't what? Are you using parenting as an excuse, Ken?
Of course I am.
Oh. I mean, you need.
Busy weekend. Can I bring her?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
There's things for the kids. There's kids who walk it.
I'm going.
I'm jealous of people that have kids to bring to events like that because it's a built in excuse to leave with no questions. Like, oh, my daughter's really. She's not feeling well, so we have to go home. God, I'm so jealous of you guys.
There's really stuff for the kids to do. I can actually. Is there daycare?
Yes. No, there's no. It's not a daycare. I mean,
it's right here. I'm here. It's me.
Ken, push her in a stroller. It's good exercise.
3 miles? Are you kidding?
And you're encouraged to dress like Christmas. Like literally own it. So don't be afraid. Don't worry about triggering anybody. I'm wearing. Traditionally, I wear like an ugly Christmas sweater and run in that, and you should do the same.
I now have two potential outfits based on the weather.
Really?
Because one is more for like if it's like a little warmer out, and if it winds up being freezing, then I have a very festive onesie that I'm going to.
What
throw
are you
on.
Hosting the Emmys?
Yes, I am. Just call me Ellen.
Jeez.
Curtis is dressing as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yep.
I don't know.
Is he borrowing the costume
Bob
from
Cratchit.
You?
He's going to dress as Bob Cratchit.
I'll be the old Ebenezer Scrooge.
With a bag of coins, and he's just going to laugh as he passes by the 99%.
Poor little kids have no food, no heat.
Right. this is David in the car. Hello, David.
Good morning, guys. Now, it's funny. I'm not sure which one of you gentlemen said about Vinatieri coming back, but you actually brought up a point. Now, imagine the headlines of Vinatieri coming home, and at the end of the year, when they win the Super Bowl again, finishing off the Patriots' legacy as it started. Just picture that.
No,
what would do in New England? What would do to?
It was Nick who said it. It was ridiculous. And Adam Vinatieri is horrendous this season. He could not kick a football through the Zakim Bridge if he had to.
Some people have said that he has cost the Colts up to 3 games single-footedly this season.
Yes.
But think of all the feels. Don't we need a good, positive story in the sea of negativity for a 10-2 team? Bring him home.
That's not it. That is not it.
Okay, let's have a guy who had surgery 8 days ago kick field goal Sunday.
Okay.
Speaking of surgery and things that are not good feels, for some reason, this past storm, the latest Stormageddon that we had, or Snowmageddon that we had here, resulted in more snowblower-related injuries than ever before in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yes, so much so that authorities actually had to issue warnings about it. And I thought maybe, when I saw the first story, I was like, oh, maybe they just haven't really reported it that much in the news. Then I saw another story, and then another story. So after this last storm, in Massachusetts, 12 people treated at the hospital for snowblower-related injuries, pretty much all of them for sticking their hand in the chute to try to unclog it, either without turning the machine off or without realizing that once it was unclogged, the motor was still going to spring into place.
Yeah.
So Leahy in Burlington treated 6 patients. UMass Medical Center in Worcester treated 4. There was a guy in Lawrence, Dave Jocelyn. He got his hand stuck in the snowblower. So Lawrence Fire had to go free him. And then
with
the
Jaws of Life? Did they have to use the Jaws of Life?
They had to disassemble the snowblower, and then the firefighters shoveled his driveway, which I thought was very nice.
What, the people get caught off guard and they forget? I mean, it's not...
Yeah, I guess, but isn't that the first thing you think? Like, you have this giant rotating machine?
Yeah.
We have some sound, actually, from the guy in Lawrence. That's cut 12, Ken.
People use the stick that's on the snowblower to clean out the chute.
Can't, isn't this what you should just get like a big tub of lube for?
Excuse me?
Just grease up before you plow the driveway. That's not code.
Oh, here's a texter who's blaming it on the fact that this is the first winter that pot is legal in Massachusetts.
I blame Obama.
Everybody is stoned out of their mind. Well, maybe it was the kind of snow or something. Was the snow heavier or something than previously?
There was some pretty heavy, wet snow in my area. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah.
We also have some good audio from Dave's neighbor with some advice.
Don't stick your hand into an auger.
Yes.
You'll be hearing that tomorrow in the intro. Like you said, Greg, how do people get caught off guard? You've shoveled before. You're supposed to know how your snowblower works, for God's sakes.
Oh, I think people forget. People get forgetful. It's 4 or 5 months or 6 months since the last snow. And
let me put my hand into this hand-eating machine. That's like saying that in the springtime you forget that the wood chippers would, like, crush you. And you'd be like, oh, I was putting a branch in and it sucked me all the way in because I forgot how dangerous the machine is.
Russell, what the hell happened to you? Why do you have a handful of ice? Well, I was cooking the pizza and I just decided I was hungry, so I reached in the oven and took it out.
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
All right, well, we should probably ban snowblowers.
Yes.
That's what we do when people can't handle things on their own. We ban things for them.
They're not environmentally friendly.
Yeah,
Change.org.
Yeah, start a petition, if you would.
Get an eel-powered snowblower.
All right, coming up in a moment or two, we will hear what Tom Brady said last night on E! To hypnotize the soccer moms into the TB12 lifestyle mode. And then coming up at 7, speaking of complaining about things and banning things and getting rid of things, I believe that getting reimbursed for expenses or doing your taxes is about to be a lot harder if the environmental warriors get their way when it comes to what they want to ban next. So we'll get to that coming up at 7 on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Nice choice, Ken. Is that snowblind with regard to the snowblower finger incidents that occurred here in our Commonwealth after the storm? I like
Correct.
It. I like it. No snow until tomorrow. There's going to be some snow tomorrow. No snow today. So that's
no snow until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. This is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course. What's up?
Hey, so I just had a quick story about the snowblowers stuff that's been going on. So my father has 4 boys. I'm the oldest of 4 boys. And he was always so protective. Bend your knees when you lift. Do this. Don't do that. He worked at the post office in Chicopee, and he was clearing off some snow and put his hand in the snowblower. So now we call him Donnie Eight Fingers.
Well, that's not nice. I mean,
I mean, it's just the weirdest thing because he was always so overprotective on how we do stuff. But then, I don't know.
It must be, it's got to be, in case you're just joining us, we were talking about after or during this last storm here in Massachusetts, there was an epidemic of those who had to go to the hospital because they stuck their hand in the snowblower to unclog it and lost fingers or what have
Awful.
You. Like a dozen people.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than any other previous storm. And so there were several texters who suggested that maybe it was because millennials are buying homes and using a snowblower for the first time. But I don't think that's it. I just think you forget. I think that, right. I don't know why this storm more than any other storm. I mean, I was always told that you never put your fingers where you wouldn't put your junk.
Yes.
That's always like a bit like right. a good rule of advice on that kind of thing. Because you got to be careful.
Commenting for 5 minutes.
You want to be careful.
Yeah.
You want to be very careful of both of those things. But I don't know why it happened, but it did. Unfortunately, this is Coach. Coach.
Yeah. How you doing?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, I saw this happen about 40 years ago, and when I got home that night from work, after I saw it, I got home from work, I saw a guy do this. He was showing his kid and his wife how to do the driveway, and bump, 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 his hand was in there. So I have a suggestion. When I got home from work that night, my pop says to me, hey, all the guy had to do was spray that chute with WD-40 or some cooking spray or something like that. Sometimes you got to do it two or three times while you're snow blowing the driveway or the front walk. But if you spray it down with some spray lube, you can keep your hand out of there.
Okay.
And don't get so complacent. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. Spray lube. All right.
Lube it up.
Just lube it up.
So, Greg, you were taught, just to revisit that little bit of fatherly advice, you were taught to never put your hands where you wouldn't put your junk?
Correct, yes.
All right. Well, that changes the way I eat mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
There was also an epidemic yesterday of people showing up an hour late to work after the storm, which I thought was weird.
Wow.
Whoa.
So weird. Oh, shots fired.
Weird flex, but okay.
Oh. Callback.
I'm going to keep reading the text line. In
Do you remember when you were a kid, though? Did you ever remember meeting that first either like coach, family friend, uncle who had lost a finger? And as a kid, you're told, like, don't look at Uncle Frank. Don't look at Uncle Frank. He lost his finger in a lawnmower accident. But you couldn't help but look because you're like,
of course not.
How does he do the stuff? He's missing a finger.
Yeah.
I like when people have fun with it. Like, my buddy Dave is missing one of his fingers. So when he would think, he would put, like, the like base of the finger that was left like against his nostril, so it looked like his entire finger was up in his brain piece. So for people that didn't know, they were like, what is going on?
Or like guys who,
nothing better than a missing finger joke.
I love it. Really, I love it. Yeah.
Guys that are missing their ring finger, they're like, oh, it's like a permanent shocker. I apologize.
All right, well, anyway, be careful. If you're going to be using your snowblower tomorrow because we're going to get some more snow, then do not stick your fingers in there. Use a stick or something. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, Pat?
Hey, real quick, I just want to point out that actually we had the same problem up here in Maine with snowblowers.
Yes.
People getting trapped in. I think we had 11, so you guys got us beat.
Oh, all right. We got you beat by one. All right.
Yeah. Body shaming, if your wife's complaining about, you know, want to lose a little weight for the new year, get her a Peloton. If she's about 400 pounds, get her a bag of chips. All right. Oh,
what the
terrible.
Ketchup all right. chips?
Thank you, Pat.
These I'm are Fitzy's people.
Trust me, don't think that these thoughts don't swirl in my mind every night as I lie me down to bed.
Speaking of chips and foods that one should probably not be eating all the time, let us discuss Tom Brady on E, because Curtis had an interesting take on this morning. Tom Brady did a special on the E! Network last night, the E! Entertainment Network, and it was all about introducing the TB12 method to the soccer moms who watch E!
Yes.
Nick's lead this morning was that Tom Brady is a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is turning on Tom Brady like half of the New England population is, but Curtis is saying that Tom, this is further evidence that Tom Brady is setting himself up for what is next, the next chapter in his life, where he's going to be some kind of a, like a Tony Robbins type person, right? He's going to be out doing motivational speeches and changing people's lives and such.
Is that Tom Brady is a state of mind. He's not just a football player. He's not just the greatest quarterback of all time, and that he's not on a diet, that this is a way of life, the TB12 method. And that if you join in this process and you sit down and you go to the TB12 Center in Boylston Street in Boston, I'm sure coming soon to Times Square in New York and all across the country, that you can get to your fullest potential. You can live your best life if you follow him. And this is his way of continuing to establish his brand separate from that of the New England Patriots and further distancing himself from Bill Belichick.
I
like this theory, the concurrent legacy theory. You know, everyone argues, is it Brady? Is it Belichick? It's interesting that they are establishing these separate dynamic legacies with the documentaries and Belichick, like Curtis was pointing out earlier, always on NFL Network now, and Brady's out in public talking about family life, drink lots of water, you won't get sunburned, you can live in a volcano as long as you eat avocados, says.
Yeah.
It's very interesting that they do the dynamics apart from each other and then just meet every Sunday and try to do football. It's very strange.
And the evolution of Brady, when you look at it, he started his career, every offensive lineman was in his, I think it was American Express or MasterCard Visa commercial that he did early on in his career. He always included his entire team in his national advertisements.
Right.
And now that's sort of evolved into his own brand.
Well, he would like famously do a deal with Audi and give all of those guys on the O-line an Audi or whatever, right?
Right, now he gives them a foam roller.
Oh, so wait, did all of this change when Malcolm Butler intercepted that ball in Super Bowl 49 and Brady basically was like shamed on national TV as he was presented MVP into giving the car that he won to Malcolm Butler? Is this when the turn started? Curtis, do you think is that around the time?
Yes.
Okay, just double checking. Thank you.
Now, one of the things that you found interesting last night was that he referred to Giselle Bundchen, as a client and not necessarily the wife, right?
Yes.
We have that audio.
What did Giselle think about the place?
She's a great client of ours. You know, she's in here a lot. She's the one that pushes the limits, and she works out really hard. You know, but she needs this treatments as well, too. She needs a lot of the pliability training, because she does. She wants to be so active.
Does she have to pay, or?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, is that why he said that? Like, she's paying like everybody? I don't know. I don't necessarily have a problem with him referring to her as that, because he's basically saying, yeah, she's a client here, too. She uses the place. She gets into it. I didn't really see that as derogatory.
Would she wait in line with everybody else when it comes to making an appointment to see her own physical therapist?
She was in line on opening day at Boylston Street.
Yeah, does she get special time with Alex?
Yes.
I am not also only the wife, I am also the client.
And she's a great client of ours.
It's a small thing, but look at Tom Brady's weekly press conferences down at Gillette. He's always wearing TB12 apparel. No Patriot stuff. It's always the TB12 hat, something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's wrong with that, though? The guy's selling a brand. Isn't that okay?
It's fine. When Edelman started doing JE11, it was like, Jesus, come up with your own brand. Do something a little bit different.
I know.
Edelman will be on tomorrow. So Julian Edelman on the show tomorrow during the 6 o'clock hour. I'll try to be in here for that.
Okay.
I'll have some tailored up for old Hilly.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about The Mandalorian with J.E. again. Yep. I'm sure he'll be fine with that.
Absolutely.
And Joe Tooney, 72, is going to have his own brand.
Right.
I'm surprised that we've gone 47 minutes and Nick hasn't mentioned that Mattel is now taking orders for the Baby Yoda doll.
I was saving that for the 8 o'clock hour.
It doesn't get delivered until April 1st, but they're almost sold out already. They just announced it, and the Baby Yoda action figure is going to be the gift of the next century, apparently.
Wow. Well, don't forget when the first Star, they kept all of the character toys a secret because they didn't want to blow the spoiler of the first episode, which, of course, you were more than happy to do in the public airwaves immediately.
Yes.
But when the first movie came out, Star Wars Toy Mania, every kid that grew up in the 70s and 80s had to have all the Star Wars toys, right? They didn't anticipate what a success the first movie was, so all the toys weren't available from Kenner until a full year after the release of Episode 4. So it doesn't surprise me. That said, kids, you ain't getting any Baby Yodas or Mandalorians under the tree this year because they ain't out there.
Do you agree with this text which says, I wish that Tom Brady was as enthusiastic about football as he was about TB12?
Well, I think this is his new this is his future. This is what is going to drive the rest of his life. And it's kind of disingenuous when he says that he doesn't like doing interviews because of the gotcha aspect of the national media when he's using the national media to get his voice out about this product, about something that's going to profit for him.
And this guy, Jason Kennedy, last night, who did the interview on E! I mean, you want to talk about Collinsworth praising Lamar Jackson is 1/17th the tongue bath that this Jason Kennedy guy gave Tom Brady. I mean, you think I would just be starstruck in how the love fest that I would, the bubble bath I would give Tom Brady.
Not would, you do every Monday.
Well, but that's my job. I am literally called the Foxborough fanboy.
Yes.
This guy, you know, it's E, so, you know, this is the cream puff journalism.
Supposed to, it's supposed to appeal to women. I mean, that's what it, that's what it was.
Yeah. All right, Tom.
We have other cuts from last night. What do you think?
Well, this is the TB12. This gets into the, you know, the product and his beliefs.
Do you ever get, I don't know, emotional or think how cool this is for years to come that you are changing people's lives because this is a lifestyle shift and they're going to feel better?
Yeah. I think that's what when I walked in here, I'm very, very proud of. This is really cool because we see real life examples of people who come, and a lot of times they come and they say, man, I had no hope. You know, thank you so much for giving me back my life. I was never able to do a lot of these things. I can bring people enjoyment for 3 or 4 hours a weekend. Yeah. But in a different way, I can, you know, provide them with some hope in their life that, man, Tom could do it, then I can too.
Wow. See? Don't you want to run through a wall right now?
Mm.
If Tom can do it, I can too.
Yes.
I'm going to get a PR on Saturday at the Jingle All the Way 5K because Tom can do it, so I can too.
Yay. Can we put some beats under our Brady interview? I think it would make it better.
I was going to say that music was pretty awesome. LFG. Listening to that?
Here's a 617 text that says, if Tom Brady finishes out the season with a subpar year and they don't win the Super Bowl, do you think that affects the TB12 brand? No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
No. Completely
unrelated.
He's
already done it.
Yeah, it doesn't.
He's already played till 42 or however old he is right now.
I feel like listening to that audio makes me think he's more closer to the first R word than the other one. Retirement over relocation.
You think so? Because he did this thing last night?
What does he need? Why would he need to push this
in the new city? This is a big factor. When he goes on the free agent tour, Hillman, it's going to be a major deal to him. Size of the city, the ability to push TB12 in a prominent spot, Dallas, Chicago, Nashville.
So even if he feels like he is not able to perform at the level that he might want to be performing at, it's worth it to him on the business side of things to play one or two more years in a different city where he can develop the TB12 brand for that city.
Correct. New parishioners.
So great. We'll have on Broadway in Nashville, we'll have the Kid Rock Bar, Toby Keith's, I love this TB12 and grill.
Yep.
What are you, nuts?
Guerrero sat in that chair and said Brady's going to play until 46 or 47. Guerrero will be pushing the public relations for Brady wherever he goes. Yeah. And it started right here.
Was it this chair?
No.
Actually, it was the other,
Okay. Here's somebody who says, is it possible that he doesn't talk about football because he can't? You know, I mean, they are told very specifically what you can and can't say. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, that's why he likes to talk about the TB12 brand, because he can talk about it.
Because he can actually say something about it.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
What other cuts were of interest last night, Ken?
Well, he talked about his mother wanting him to retire, if you want to go on a different trail. Sure. This is interesting.
I admire all that to say. I admire how you have handled fame with such grace and ease. And I'm wondering how you teach your kids. Like, how do you turn moments of social media bullies into teachable moments, or critics in general?
I think we try to parent our kids the same way that our parents tried to teach us. They just tried to teach us the right way to do things, certainly to be respectful of people, to care about people. My mom's probably one of the most caring people in the world. Like, she loves everybody, except for someone who hits her son on the football field. Other than that, she wants to probably kill that person.
How does mom handle that?
Mom doesn't like it very much. So mom, I think, would prefer at some point for me to retire, just like my wife would, because she doesn't want to see me get hit either. You know, our kids, I would say, have a lot of things that we didn't have growing up. But, you know, I think that's just the circumstances of her life. I think I just want them to appreciate and be grateful.
So the circumcision of our life? Is that what he said?
That's a nice thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, people object when you're positive.
Of course. Because they're miserable and they're jealous. And they're upset that they haven't done what you've done. They're like, oh, look at this guy being all positive. Yeah. You won 6 Super Bowls. Must be nice to make millions of dollars in the NFL.
Well, that's the thing is that he's a very positive guy. Yeah. And he likes to inspire other people. I mean, think back to the 14 minutes that he talked in a roundabout way about AB on this show. Yeah. Right after AB was released. Mm-hmm. And the guy, he cares about other people. I don't know why that's a negative thing.
Misery loves company. That's why people just love to hate on people that are positive.
Because he's positive all the time. Yeah. And they say that it can't possibly be true.
Right.
That's the thing is people think that he's way too positive.
Greg, New England, Greg. Nice of you guys to finally meet each other.
I know. I get it.
And there's people that don't hate it, though, because if you look at all the players that have played with Brady over 20 years, there is not a single athlete who's played for the Patriots who's left here and had a negative word to say about Brady. So the people that are interacting with Tom are not bothered by how positive he is.
Greg, do you think that if he goes someplace else, God forbid, but if he goes someplace else, we'll see a completely new Brady who divulges state secrets, who's happy to speak openly, and just isn't this like very tight, close-knit, kempt, reserved person behind the mic?
I think he'd probably be the same kind of person.
Yeah?
I don't know.
He's dyed the hair now. I feel like the heel turn is underway.
Have we devoted enough time
to this. He's definitely, it's weird. Definitely dyed his hair.
Thank you.
When I was watching some stuff from him the other day on the TV above you, Greg, I was like, his hair looks really dark. I'm like, maybe it's just the angle or the lighting. And now that I've looked at photos of the last couple of days, he definitely dyed his hair. Hmm? Which I don't have a problem with, but it's definitely.
Why do you think he did that?
Why not? Who cares?
Creed did, is to look young and keep your job.
Yeah, and I'm sure when he goes to the TB12 salon, they use only the finest squid ink to make sure it's an organic hair dye.
I'm sure. I hope it is an organic hair dye. But do you really think he's dyeing his hair?
I think he just did.
Yeah,
yes.
You think he just did?
Yeah, because it's considerably darker than it has been.
But is he vain like that? I mean, people who dye their hair are pretty vain, I think.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
What's wrong with wanting to look good? And taking pride in your appearance.
Guys that dye their hair are vain.
So
I don't dye my hair. I got gray coming in. I'm 53 years old. What do you expect? He's 42, so he's going a little bit gray I think it's a weird choice for him to make.
He's 100% dyeing his hair, Greg.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
1,000%.
Well, just for men in the temple.
How many different? Tom Brady was balding when he was in his 20s, and now he's got the most luxurious head of hair I've ever seen.
His hair aged backwards.
Yes, and I know that's what he's doing with his body, but that doesn't work for hair. And if he's figured that out, then Cy Sperling needs to step aside because Tom Brady, there's no such thing as follicular pliability, period.
Speaking of Cy,
mm-hmm.
not only was the owner, mm-hmm. also a client.
Wow.
Of the hair club for men.
She's a great client of ours.
Yeah,
full circle,
just like Giselle.
And the internet is abuzz. Monstersandcritics.com has a story. Did Tom Brady dye his hair? Twitter erupts to Brady's new look during Patriots-Texans game.
What did Refinery29 have to say, Ken?
This is part of the TB12 brand, though. He's probably has people with that company telling him, you have to look young. You have to dye your hair. This is part of it. I'm serious. You don't want to be out like a balding gray guy trying to promote a youthful product, product.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
This is what we're talking about?
The appearance matters. If Tom Brady were a fat slob, would you glom onto the TB12 method? No. If he was graying at the Tom Brady needs to seem like he's immortal and invincible.
Yep.
Hey, Giselle, she's also... Hold on a sec. All right, that was a pork rind. Got that one out of there. She's also kind up here in the TB12.
Come on, of course. He looks more Madame Tussauds than his actual Madame Tussauds these days, Greg.
This texter from Maine believes that they also noticed that Edelman had darker hair.
Well, obviously, if Brady did it, Edelman did. Edelman just bought a place in Greenwich.
This is ridiculous. All right. Anyway, Tom Brady pitching the TB12 method on the E! Television network last night. What does that mean? Curtis says he is setting himself up for the next chapter. Coming up in a moment, when it comes to getting reimbursed for expenses or doing your taxes, it is about to get more difficult if the Enviro Warriors get their way. They're about to ban something that you need when it comes to doing your expense report, keeping track of what you're spending. They're going to ban it. We'll get to that coming up next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.